and welcome to Core Sampler, the podcast where we drill into the Sitecore community to bring you insights into the work talented people are doing every day on the Sitecore Experience platform. Whether you're a developer, a marketer, or both, we're glad you're here.
So in our last episode, we heard all about mentee's journey in the Sitecore Community Mentorship Program. If you didn't listen to that one, go back and have a listen. And today it's a privilege to kind of shift perspectives here and hear from a mentor. So please join me in welcoming the fantastic Lisa Saltzman to the podcast. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello, Nicole. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So Lisa, for those that don't already know you, can you introduce yourself to the community, please?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I am Lisa Saltzman. I am the VP of Marketing and Alliances at Agency Q. We are a gold-level Sitecore partner. And I'm also a two-time, hopefully soon-to-be, three-time Sitecore Ambassador MVP. I have been on the partner, you know, agency side of the Sitecore community for over a decade now. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, with my husband, Doug, and my three sons, Carson, who is 14, Maxwell, who is 12, and Victor, who is 10. And one fun fact about me that probably most people don't know is that I'm an outdoorsy kind of person. As a family, we go fishing, camping, and my boys even have a roadside stand that we sell fresh-cut daffodils in the springtime and firewood year-round from our acreage on our small farm here.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I didn't know you were such an outdoorsy person. Are you still outdoorsy with all the snow that's outside right now, or are you staying inside with the kids?
We actually are. We are checking the ice conditions, and if it is safe enough, we are planning, hopefully, a family ice fishing adventure for Sunday.
Wow, that is very adventurous. I'm the type of person, if I see snow or ice outside, I am staying inside.
That's what we have our warm fireplace for. So after we are outside, we come in and get nice and toasty.
That makes sense. All right, Lisa. So tell us a little bit about the mentor program. What inspired your participation in the Sitecore Community Mentorship Program, and what has the experience been like for you so far?
Yeah. So to be transparent, for years in this industry, I have always wanted to become an MVP, but it wasn't until the last few years that I actually had the courage and, of course, the contributions, right, needed to become an MVP, you know, to apply for it. So even though I didn't officially get to participate as a mentee in the program, to be honest, I really didn't know much about it, nor think I would qualify for it. So when I became an MVP, one of my first goals was to dive deeper into this program so I can help others. Last year, I applied to be a mentor into this program and was matched with two amazing mentees. One had to drop from the program a few months, you know, into it. However, I am so excited for my other mentee who applied recently to become an MVP, and we are awaiting the results, the decision from Sitecore.
All right. Well, fingers crossed. And, you know, contrary to what most people usually think, that it's all about the mentee learning and growing from this program, mentors also learn and there's some professional development there. So how has mentoring impacted your own personal and professional development?
Oh, it has been amazing. So becoming a mentor has been truly rewarding for myself. I've had the amazing opportunity to meet folks from other countries and learn the similarities and differences, you know, in and around even the Sitecore products and the Sitecore community globally. My mentee and I, we would meet monthly to track our progress of our goals. And we would always start our meetings with a bit of kind of informal time, getting to know each other, kind of sharing stories from family life, you know, to our day jobs, which is kind of funny because we're both on the partner side at different partners. You know, just to discussing the latest PsychCorps news and events, because it impacts differently, you know, from a global perspective. Overall, this experience has been beneficial in numerous ways. So whether you are interested from the mentee side of it or the mentor side of it, I invite you, right, to reach out to the program email for more information.
Yeah, and I love that you touch on the fact that the community is so diverse, right? And that's one way that it really stands out, is that you have people in the community from all different parts of the world, which is so awesome, and different companies, competing companies, so different partners. But you all really, like, unite and come together to help one another out. So that makes it very special.
It sure does. And even though, like I said, we were at competing partners, mm-hmm. we were sharing ideas, supporting yeah. each other. I'm learning. My mentee was learning. So it was truly a win-win.
Awesome. I'm happy to hear that. So in your experience, Lisa, what is the most rewarding part of being a mentor?
That is such an... I'm so glad you asked that question. So for me, I am so blessed and fortunate that I became a PsychCorps MVP, that I couldn't find anything more rewarding, right, than to give back and help others become one. I know what it was like for so many years not being an MVP. So I hope to inspire others and provide the encouragement to really explore this program and, you know, to check it out, because you may have what it takes, you know, to become an MVP.
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the reasons we started this program as well. And something I heard over and over and over again in the Get to Know an MVP podcast when I interviewed MVPs was, you know, they couldn't have done it without their mentors. This is before this official mentorship program. But, you know, there's other, obviously, individuals were looking for mentors in other ways at that time. And that's something that every MVP brought up, was that they had mentors. Most of them did. So, yeah, it is an important piece to becoming an MVP for sure.
Yeah. And even if, you know, you're not quite sure, mm-hmm. still apply and get matched, because you could potentially be paired up again for year two. You know, once you get a better understanding of the program, you know, that, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So in order to learn that, right, is to apply for the program and to learn more about it.
Yeah.
Go from there.
For sure. All right. And can you share a memorable experience from your mentorship journey that had a significant impact on either you or your mentee?
Okay, so there's really not one exact, you know, moment or memorable experience yet. It's more been a lot of awesome little moments. But to be transparent, we are both awaiting the news from PsychCorps for this year's winners. I'm sure my mentee and I will have a fun virtual, you know, celebration and get to meet each other in person for the first time at Symposium 2024, potentially the MVP Summit, you know, coming up in Nashville in October. So I'm sure the moment we are waiting, counting the days until PsychCorps announces who is being named an MVP. So that is something, that memorable exact moment is something that we are both looking forward to.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be the most, like, memorable moment for most mentors and mentees. And I'm sure a lot of mentees are nervous right now waiting for that announcement to be made. So, again, fingers crossed for your mentee.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa. So any advice for individuals contemplating joining the PsychCorps Community Mentorship Program?
Yeah, so kind of breaking this into two parts here. Mm-hmm. First, for those on the mentor side, so current MVPs and stuff, not only is this a great contribution, right, to add your own application, but the real reward is meeting your mentee and helping him or her build an outstanding application. You know what it is like your very first year To apply for this program. So for that, nothing better than, you know, to give back into the community with evangelization and helping to grow. So now, for those on the mentee side of it, if you are truly serious about becoming an MVP, this is by far the best way to get set up for a successful application. Your mentor has been down this road and really knows the ins and outs of what it takes to become a Sitecore MVP.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Lisa. And finally here, what is your message to the Sitecore community? Message for 2024.
Yes. So the Sitecore community is seriously one of the best communities out there. I'd like to extend my greetings and admiration to this group for your dedication to truly creating exceptional digital experiences for users all over the world. Your knowledge, your innovation, and passion truly inspires us all. I am so honored to be a part of this fantastic community.
Perfect. Perfect way to end the podcast episode. Thank you for that, Lisa. And thank you for sharing your experience as a mentor in the community mentorship program. You know, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. And again, fingers crossed for you and your mentee as well for the announcement coming up very shortly here.
Thank you so much for having me, and appreciate it, Nicole, for all of the support.